One of the many day one promises made by Donald Trump was lower prescription drug prices as part of lowering the overall cost of health care in America. That's certainly a goal that's worthy of bipartisan support. So if that is indeed a sincere goal, then why the tariffs on pharmaceuticals and medical equipment that's crucial for so many patients? With us now to examine why America imports so much of these health care necessities and how the tariffs will impact the cost of health care for patients, along with the supply chain for pharma companies and hospitals here in America, is the Senior Director for Government Affairs with the National Taxpayers Union, Thomas Ayell. How are you today, Thomas?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for addressing this confusing, I was going to say fluid issue, but the fluidity comes from the policies. The impact is a lot more concrete, apparently. NTU.org is the website for the National Taxpayers Union, and we have that link at our homepage as well. Catch us up. As we talk today, what is the status of tariffs on prescription drugs and medical equipment? Because it seems like almost every week it's a different either delay or resorting of order of exemptions, non-exemptions. So catch us up. What's the current status?
Yeah, you hit it perfectly. It is very confusing, and it's purposefully confusing. And unfortunately, it's American businesses and American patients and American consumers that are caught in the crosshairs of this whole thing. You know, one day we have a tariff of 100% on pharmaceuticals. The next day it's dropped down to 15%, depending on the country. So it just adds all this confusion into the marketplace. And it's so difficult for businesses that are looking to import affordable drugs to make them accessible to the people to know what is going to happen. So in some cases, you're seeing companies import a whole bunch of goods to get ahead of some of these tariffs. In other cases, they're just eating the cost of it, not passing it along to consumers. And in many cases, they are passing it along. And of course, we're seeing this as it relates to pharmaceuticals. We're seeing it on other things like coffee and imported goods that we can't produce here in the United States. The president is right that we should produce more drugs and other manufactured goods in the United States, but that takes time. We can't flip a switch and expect, you know, all of these goods to come to market that are made in America. It just takes time. So we are really encouraging the administration to hit pause on the tariffs and find more constructive ways to produce more drugs, produce more medical equipment here in the United States.
Yeah, I'm sure we all agree we want more production in America, but the tariffs are impacting in a way that even hinders that, because the final pharmaceutical product can be, it's almost like with the autos, it can be assembled here in America, but the parts have to come from other countries at this point in time, at least. Same thing with pharmaceuticals. China, for example, produces a lot of the materials needed for that final medication that the person in the hospital is going to receive.
It's such an interconnected supply chain that you're exactly right. There are different components made in different parts of the world. Some of them are assembled here, created here, and a finished product here. But in some cases, you know, the Norwegian countries, the Scandinavian countries, they have such a strong innovation sector that they produce so many of these things, and then they're manufactured in other parts of the world. That's a good thing. We want more innovation. We want more cures to so many of these terrible diseases that impact so many people. But at the end of the day, you know, if we do want to create more things in the United States, we have a three-step plan on how to do it without tariffs. One, we can and should become energy dominant. The president is right that we need more American energy. We should tap into natural gas, crude oil, petroleum. For factories, one of their biggest input costs comes from electricity. The more energy we produce, the more affordable it will be to produce electricity to power these factories. Two, tax certainty, right? The president, he passed this major tax bill earlier this year. It avoids the largest tax increase on American producers in American history, and it includes so many good tax provisions that'll make it easier to build in the United States. Three, permitting reform. It takes years for factories to get approved by state and federal governments. We should cut the red tape and allow builders to build so American producers can produce. It's that simple. With those three things, we really can produce more things here at an affordable cost. But there's some things we just can't produce here, and that's okay. We should want foreign countries who produce things at a cheaper cost to send them here so Americans can actually benefit from those more affordable prices for these goods.
Dr. Thomas Aiello, who is the Senior Director for Government Affairs for the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Doing background for this segment, I was reading where the American Hospital Association had warned about supply issues going back to May. They saw the handwriting on the wall, so they recommended that medical facilities, hospitals, especially rural hospitals, which are existing on a bare-bones financial foundation as it is, stock up as much as they could before the tariffs, which is all well and good. But then, well, again, turning to those rural hospitals, which are, again, highly endangered, when the supply runs out, so does their time. And what's that do for healthcare in America?
It only adds more fuel to this inflation situation that we're dealing with. There were new numbers out on Friday, which is today, that shows inflation isn't solved. Inflation is still up 3%. That's 50% higher than what the Federal Reserve wants to see. So there's still an affordability problem in the United States. And if you look even granular at the data that came out today, you'll see that medical services and medical commodities were all up month over month. That's a real problem. We think that coincides with this new investigation being opened up into 232 tariffs, new tariffs on, you know, all these medical equipment that we've been talking about, things from your hospital gowns to your PPE, your masks and your gloves, to things like, you know, syringes and tweezers, all things that hospitals use. That's going to add more pressure on hospitals to pay higher prices for these things if there are tariffs imposed on them. And then even for consumers, they want to put new tariffs on, you know, stents, pacemakers, diabetes monitoring equipment, all of those things. If you put tariffs on them, you're not going to lower the cost of these prices. You're going to increase them. And Americans who are dealing with these chronic issues, they shouldn't have to worry about how they're going to have to pay for it or pay more for them. They should just worry about getting better. So at the end of the day, we really don't think that tariffs on medical equipment is the most appropriate solution at this time. We don't think that these things are actually going to help solve the problem. It's just going to make the situation worse and add more costs onto what American people already describe as a healthcare affordability crisis.
The ripple effect goes even further than that, though, Thomas, because you have the caregivers, which rely on more and more instances Medicare, Medicaid reimbursement. If costs are up, that reimbursement rate is probably going to drop down. And just the overall cost of health insurance, people are going to go without because the cost goes so high. But then in many states, New Jersey being one of them, you wind up paying a penalty if you don't have health insurance.
It's ridiculous. And you said it perfectly, the ripple effect. When the importers bring these products, these affordable products into the United States, they have to give it to the hospitals, and then the hospitals charge the insurance, and then the insurance charges the consumer. The end result is who pays? And ultimately, it's the consumer that will end up paying all of these different things. So yes, the hospital is going to be paying more for all these medical equipment and devices if there's tariffs, but they're not going to keep it. They're going to pass it along to the insurance, who's going to pass it along to the consumers. And no one wants to pay more for health insurance. Like, I think that's a pretty universal thing. No one wants to pay more. We shouldn't have people paying more. We can produce more in the United States, but that takes time. We're not going to flip a switch and be able to produce all these things overnight. We need to give the system time to work itself out. And at that time, we'll have a system that is hopefully more efficient than what we have now.
Just to wrap up this segment, I'll leave you listening with this thought. Hopefully some good comes out of this. First and foremost, you're no longer buying the line that it's the exporting companies who pay the tariffs. I think that's become very crystal clear. If not, well, don't worry. It will be for you sooner versus later. Find out more about this issue. Other items related to finances, personal, national, federal, all points in between, policies and answers, as opposed to just others who just like to complain and do nothing. Well, the National Taxpayers Union has solutions. You can learn more, find out more at NTU.org. He is our Senior Director for Government Affairs, Thomas Aiello. Thomas, thanks for the insight today, for being here.
Thank you, and thank you to your listeners.